from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. We begin with breaking news and Ontario taking a step back with more public health restrictions. Effective Sunday, restaurants, bars, gyms, and retail operations, including grocery stores and pharmacies, among others, can only have half the amount of people that their capacity normally allows. You won't be able to get an alcoholic drink past 10 o'clock at night, and restaurants and bars must close by 11. Takeout and delivery will still be allowed past then. Food and drink at a sporting event or other organized activity aren't allowed either. On top of that, the government is restricting indoor social gatherings to just 10 people, so no large Christmas dinner. That's down from 25 allowed previously. The province is imposing the restrictions to curb the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The federal government is asking Canadians to rethink their holiday plans with COVID-19 cases surging. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Howard Engjo says we should reduce contacts as much as possible. He adds that issues related to interprovincial travel are being discussed with the provinces. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says Canadians shouldn't just rely on vaccines for protection and should take additional measures in the coming weeks. Make it 2,333 positive tests during the pandemic for the Porcupine Health Unit. It climbed by 7 today. Two of them are along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, two in the area of Hearst and Horn Payne, and three in Timmins. The number of active cases is now 50. Shovels will go into the ground at Algonquin Boulevard and Mountjoy Street in the spring as construction begins on a new Centre Culturel La Ronde. A slightly scaled-down plan has been adopted, reducing the size of the new building to 11,000 square feet from 13,000. Executive Director Lisa Bertrand says fundraising is ongoing.
Our building is $6.5 million. We have $5.7 in the bank. That's with government grants and previous fundraisers and money from the insurance and things like that.
Bertrand says the new home will again give the Francophone community a gathering place, allowing it to promote its culture from the heart of the city. In Moose FM Sports, the Great North U18 Hockey League has suspended operations until further notice. The league says canceling games and travel is the best way to protect the health of the players, team staff, officials, and families from the spread of the latest variant of COVID-19. The Timmins Majors are part of that 8-team league. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.